Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, February 5th, religious groups prepare for the 11th International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking. The Pope sends his condolences to the victims' families of a shooting in Sweden. But first, Pope Francis once again prays for all of those suffering in nations torn apart by war. In the Vatican, I'm Kelsey Gussie. To close his weekly general audience, as he typically does, the Pope prayed for all those suffering in nations torn apart by war. And in a special way, he remembered the priests and religious who serve in poor and conflict-stricken nations. Christopher Wells tells us more.
Although Pope Francis chose not to read his catechesis at the audience due to a cold, he decided to pronounce in his own voice his appeals for peace and prayer at the audience's conclusion.
Pensiamo ai paesi che soffrono la guerra.
Remembering once again the wars plaguing the world, Pope Francis said he thinks of the nations suffering from war, including Ukraine, Israel, and Palestine.
Ricordiamo gli sfollati della Palestina e preghiamo per loro.
Let us remember all the displaced people of Palestine, he said, inviting everyone to pray for them. During his remarks to Polish-speaking faithful, the Holy Father expressed his gratitude for all the Polish priests and religious who courageously serve in war-torn and poor nations, especially in Ukraine, the Middle East, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In remarks to Spanish-speaking pilgrims, Pope Francis invited them to entrust themselves to the Lord, as the Blessed Mother did, to keep hope and to remember with gratitude the great works God has done in their lives. Finally, before imparting his apostolic blessing at the end of the general audience, Pope Francis greeted young people, the sick, the elderly, and newlyweds, encouraging them to be delighted by hope, strong in trials, persevering in prayer, and to commit themselves to helping their needy brothers and sisters. I'm Christopher Wells.
Around 30 participants in the Meaning Meets Us gathering organized by Scholas Occurrentes greeted Pope Francis at the end of his general audience. The young people included Israelis, Palestinians, and Americans, and they presented the Pope with a letter that reads, "We are not seeking consensus, but the ability to understand one another." The event was part of a program initiated at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. In response to the need for spaces of dialogue following the Hamas attacks on Israel in October 2023, Vatican Radio Sebastian Sansón Ferrari had a word with some of the participants immediately after the audience and their meeting with the Pope.
My name is Abigail. I'm from Israel, and I'm a participant in a program called Middle Meet, where we gather Israelis, Palestinians, and people from the United States in order to talk, have a complex dialogue, learn to understand one another's point of view, because at least where I grew up, we have been told not to talk to each other. There is a big phenomenon of dehumanization of the other side. So learning to speak and hearing the other narrative is very crucial. I'm in this program because I want these numbers to stop. I don't want the war to continue and for the hostages to die and not be able to go back to their homes. And I don't want any more blood to be shed from the Gazan side. I have friends from both sides that I care about and that are important to me.
My name is Maithan. I'm a Palestinian Arab living outside of Israel. We just met the Pope. For a moment, I believe that everything's going to be fine. And I come from a place where you don't feel that way very often.
What are your expectations after this interreligious meeting?
I'm actually not a Catholic, I'm not a Christian, but I still felt like the holiness and the greatness in this room. And his speech was really, really powerful. I think that everybody in this room, regardless of where they come from and what do they believe in, feel that way too.
My name is Gevena Shadisu, and I'm an Ethiopian Israeli Jewish who lives in Jerusalem. I believe in our ability to make change, even though reality might be challenging and at times very despairing. Meeting the Pope made me believe that we still have hope and that we can make a change in the world, even though it might seem like it's impossible at times.
Those were participants in the Skolos Okurentes meeting with Pope Francis, speaking to Vatican Radio Sebastian Sanson Ferrari. And in Sweden, a lone gunman carried out a mass shooting at a school on Wednesday, killing at least 11 people and wounding several others. Pope Francis sent his condolences for the victims' families, assuring them of his prayers. Devin Watkins has the story.
In the wake of Sweden's worst ever mass shooting, Pope Francis has expressed his closeness to the victims and all those mourning their loss. In a telegram sent on Wednesday, the Pope said that he is praying for all those affected. He reassured Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson of his sorrow for the tragedy. A gunman opened fire at the Campus Risberga, which offers primary and secondary level classes for adults. The school is located on the outskirts of Örebro, which lies around 200 kilometers to the west of Stockholm. The shooting happened on Tuesday afternoon after most of the students had gone home after a national exam. At least 10 people were killed and around 5 others injured. Police believe the gunman died at the scene. In his message, Pope Francis offered his spiritual closeness to all those affected by the shooting. He also offered prayers for the repose of the souls of those who have died, for the consolation of their grieving families and friends, and for the speedy recovery of the injured. Finally, Pope Francis reiterated that at this difficult time for the nation, he invokes upon the people of Sweden Almighty God's gifts of unity and peace. Sweden's king and queen visited the site of the attack on Wednesday, saying that they were in shock. The motive of the shooting is not yet known, but police say the gunman likely acted alone. I'm Devin Watkins.
And in other world news, a humanitarian ceasefire called by the Alliance of Rebel Groups in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo began on February 4th, after more than a week of conflict. In a statement, the group, which includes the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels, cited humanitarian reasons for the ceasefire, after it had been capturing territory in eastern parts of the country. The death toll has risen to more than 900, and almost 3,000 people have been reported injured. A report by the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said many healthcare facilities are overcrowded and in urgent need of medicine and equipment. Regional fighting has seen hundreds of thousands of people displaced over the last 3 years of conflict. Since the start of 2025, more than 400,000 people have been forced from their homes, according to the UN's Refugee Agency. And back in the Vatican, Saturday, February 8th, marks the 11th International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking. Catholic sisters are at the forefront of the fight against trafficking, thanks to the Talitha Kum Network of Religious that has programs, initiatives, and projects in place across the world to raise awareness against the scourge, rescue victims, and help them heal, and collaborate with policymakers to prevent the lucrative trade in human beings and punish traffickers. The network is headed by Sister Abby Avellino, who has been in Rome for a week leading up to the International Day. With Talitha Kum representatives and young ambassadors who are taking advantage of the Jubilee year and the Pilgrimage of Hope to invite many people to walk with us, walking in dignity, they say. Sister Abby spoke to Vatican Radio about the campaign and its aims.
The theme for this campaign is Ambassadors of Hope, Together Against Human Trafficking. We're also taking this opportunity as a Pilgrims of Hope, because this year is also a Jubilee year, so the Church celebrates as a message of hope. As a Pilgrims of Hope, we're also journeying to this fight against human trafficking. The Ambassadors of Hope, we all call to be ambassadors for the people who are suffering all over the world, especially those who are victims and survivors of human trafficking, particularly children, women, young people, and also the girls, especially the girls. It's really rampant. The situation now, the traffickers has become more sophisticated. It's become hidden. It's hidden. Human trafficking, even is a crime, is hidden. But more and more, it's become hidden. So we would like to really to mobilize these awareness campaigns, against trafficking and exploitation, whatever it means. Even a social media campaign is very helpful. Education is one thing, but we really call everyone, other faith organization, policymakers, government, all stakeholders, that we would like to join this campaign.
And your major objective of this campaign is to reinforce the worldwide net that you already created.
Yes, exactly. The collaboration and networking is very important, no matter what creed you believe, but we are together for the dignity to give hope for those people who's really suffering, not only the people that are the victims, but also we would like to transform the lives of all people, especially those perpetrators.
That was Sister Abby Avellino, International Coordinator of the Talitha Kum Network Against Human Trafficking. Poland will appeal to the EU Court of Justice after European Union fines related to judicial reforms introduced by the previously ruling Law and Justice government, Poland's Prime Minister of EU Affairs, Adam Spalaka, said on Wednesday. He said, "We want to use every legal possibility to recover the money for Poland." The European Union's General Court had earlier dismissed complaints by Poland over 320 million euros, or $333 million in fines that it had to pay the EU in 2022 and 2023. And finally, this morning, Pope Francis began a very busy Wednesday with his weekly general audience in the Vatican's Paul VI Hall, and he reflected on the mystery of the Visitation. While he read, later on, his appeals and greetings at the audience's conclusions, and his greeting in Spanish, he opted to have his collaborator, Father Pierluigi Girolli, read for him his catechesis due to a slight cold. Deborah Castellano-Luboff reports.
Christians should follow the example set by the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Visitation with her cousin Elizabeth of welcoming God and his plans for our lives. Pope Francis offered this encouragement during his general audience in the Vatican on Wednesday, during which he asked Father Pierluigi Girolli to read his catechesis since he said he is suffering from a cold.
La leggerà meglio di me.
Continuing his catechesis series on the Jubilee Year's theme of Jesus Christ, our hope, the Holy Father reflected on the mystery of the Visitation. The Blessed Mother, Pope Francis recalled, visited St. Elizabeth. But it is above all Jesus in his mother's womb, he pointed out, who visits his people. In fact, he highlighted, after Mary's astonishment and wonder following the angel's annunciation, she gets up and sets out on a journey. Mary, Pope Francis said, did not fear danger or others' judgment. Rather, the young woman went toward others instead of choosing to protect herself from the world. Pope Francis observed how this illustrates that when we feel loved, we experience a force that sets love in motion. The Holy Father recalled St. Paul's insistence that the love of Christ impels us, drives us, and moves us. Mary, the Pope remembered, does not speak of herself, but of God in her Magnificat, raising a praise full of faith, hope, and joy. Mary sings of the grace of the past, but she is the woman of the present who carries the future in her womb, the Pope said. The Lord, he noted, bowed down to the humble Mary to fulfill great things in her and make her the mother of the Lord. He stressed that the Lord's faithfulness to his people is forever. Finally, Pope Francis concluded by inviting everyone to ask the Lord today for the grace to be able to wait for the fulfillment of every one of his promises and to help us welcome Mary's example for our own lives. I'm Deborah Castellano-Luboff.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these stories, more on other stories, please visit vaticannews.va. And don't forget to look at our Facebook, Instagram, and X pages. Many thanks go to Daniele Giorgi in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Kelsey Gussie.